fashionista Joan Lincoln. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Christy and Tony.
Oh, yeah, say my name first. That's
you
right.
You guys are full of sunshine today.
Yes, we are, as per usual. And you're talking about, well, 'tis the season for the changing of the coats.
It is. You know, my saying is vintage is newly chic.
But
yeah, you like that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Nostalgic fashion is making a comeback. Of course, because, you know, fashion always comes full circle at some point. And, you know, fashion this season is about practicality. So outerwear obviously is all about warmth. And who owns a puffer jacket?
I do.
How many?
I think two.
Two. So what is it, a vest and a short one, long?
No, I've had one, but then I found one in my closet. I think my son left it here.
I think that happened at my house, too.
It's finders keepers, babe.
Yeah, just not at my house. Right. As the weather changes and we get closer to winter, I dove into my closet, of course, this morning, too. But, you know, you got to wear a little something to, you know, cut the chill. So I found that I have a puffer jacket that I have no idea where it came from. I have a puffer vest. I know where that came from. But do you own a trench coat, you know, for those days that you get really dressed up, Tony?
I used to, but...
Double-breasted, tied at the waist?
No. I used to have one of those. No, that's actually very nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I don't have one of those anymore because I don't get that dressed up anymore.
Okay, well, and shearlings. Have you ever worn a shearling? You
know, I don't even know what that means. What's that?
That really heavy leather, perhaps trimmed out in like a lamb's wool or something like that?
No.
How about a shacket?
I don't even know what that is. What's a shacket?
Okay, come on. You actually own one. You just don't know it.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I think I refer to them as like a fancy Carhartt. You know, something that looks almost like a flannel, but it's a little bit heavier. So it can be a jacket, but it's a shirt jacket. So it's a shacket.
I don't have one of those.
You don't? Oh,
no.
Come on, Kim.
Get on the stick.
Get your fancy husband
Jason has a
jacket.
Lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those casual... Hey, listen, fashion these days is very casual.
Yes.
And so the shacket, the puffer, the trench, if you want to step it up a little bit, you know, you can get into the leather. I don't know. The shacket's kind of fun. Kevin always shows up in a flannel at my house during the winter because he always knows I don't put my heat up as high as he does. Because I have a little bit more body fat than he does. But.
Well, stop. Is the bomber still cool or no?
Oh, of course.
All right,
do you remember the members only jackets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, do I remember that.
Those were the days.
They were actually pretty nice looking, but yeah, that's just
that's when everybody had a thin waistline, you know,
yes.
So the members only jackets looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyways, get bundled up, crew. That weather's coming soon.